I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Took Thomas to his little swim lesson the other day, and have you had this moment as a parent where he was just really kind of having a bad attitude, not doing it? I'm like, come on. And he's like screaming, crying. I could tell, you know, Tori, the instructor, was kind of getting embarrassed. Like, he's making a scene. I'm like,
were there other people in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta stop, buddy. And then you don't know what to do. I go, hey, do you want to, because he's not at this point yet, do you want to go underwater? He's like, no. And I go, well, if you don't stop crying, you're going underwater.
That's what you said?
And he just, and then he started swimming like this. Like, holding
you
in the front.
You threatened to, like, and then drown
him? Exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, don't judge me. Don't do this.
I've never done that.
It just, yeah. The thought pops in, you go, kids, stop that right now, or you're gonna, I'm gonna put you in the road and you might get hit by a car. And then you go, oh, that was a little, and you know, it works, but you're like, that was probably, don't judge me. You're not gonna judge me.
He's gonna be my scared. Own wife. He's gonna be now scareder at swim lessons.
I go, boy, that was, yeah, you break it down. I go, I threatened to drown him. And that's parenting. And I realized this, I didn't stand by this. Afterward, I go, buddy, you did great. You know, I didn't. Then do that whole thing.
Did you say, like, I'm sorry?
You know what? Daddy loves you. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to drown
you. I think he knows that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what the issue is. I feel like the past, like, four swim lessons, he's done flawlessly. No crying or anything.
We all experienced that as a parent. You haven't
said anything crazy?
Given out a real kids, if you don't start sharing, we're going to take all the toys and burn them in the backyard. You go, oh. And then they share, but you go, and then you go, what if I had to follow through on that? That's the rough part.
I feel like there's been a couple that I have said that, like, in hindsight, I was kind of like, those. I guess my one that I go to a lot, because Thomas is kind of a whiner sometimes, is, you know, he's crying, whining. And I'm like, if you are going to act like a baby, I'm going to treat you like a baby. You're going to sit in your bed all day, and all you're going to have all day is milk, just like a baby.
That's horrible. At least my threat was like 10 seconds. You're going to torture him all day.
Mine was an all day
threat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everyone listen. Screw you. You made me feel like a bad person.
I've done that threat probably 10 times.
Screw me.
I mean, you were like.
Please.
Oh.
And you give us 5 stars and share this podcast with a friend, or else I'm going to take your phone and throw it in the river.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You're thank you, guys. We're back with Correct Opinions. It is, are we in June by the time people are listening to this? Yeah, we're in June. Yeah. Holy moly.
I have an entire basketball on my lap right now.
We're in it. We're here. By this point in time,
it looks like a ball sitting on my lap. It really does.
I did. I kept this to myself. When I walked in the kitchen today after you'd gotten all dressed, I go, yeah, whoa. You're looking... Did you have to have that tailored? How'd you button that up?
It's a maternity dress.
Oh, it is.
It's a maternity dress that's pulling at the seams.
Yeah. So. Woo. All right. Let's get this going for you. For each button that pops.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars. Love you guys. Let's have a great episode. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You know, I've become a bit of a watch guy.
I do know that, yes.
I'm not all in, but I have a little collection now. You got me a watch. You got one for a wedding day. I've got a few watches now. I love watches, and I'm adding another watch to the collection. GLD, proud new sponsor. Father's Day's coming.
It is.
And, man, I mean, dudes are the worst to buy gifts for.
They truly are.
Well, dudes love a nice watch and jewelry. Tell me what I've seen a lot of dude.
A nice gold chain.
But when I get locked in, when I'm more fit, I feel like a chain. You ever see like athlete guys that always got a cool chain on?
Yeah, yeah.
GLD, they got a chain. They're sending me one. Shout out GLD. Check this out for your dad, the man in your life, this holiday. Dads never really go out of their way to upgrade their style. They find one watch or you know, one pair of sunglasses. They never update it. Now GLD is changing the game, okay? Mm-hmm. That's exactly why jewelry makes such a great Father's Day gift. While you're there, you deserve to get yourself something nice as well, by the way.
Yeah.
A clean chain, bracelet, or watch is one of those things that instantly upgrades a fit, an outfit, easily. The quality is legit at GLD. This isn't cheap jewelry that fades after a month. GLD uses real gold, hand-set stones, good craftsmanship. It's not just hype. They have over 2 million customers, 50,000 five-star reviews. With GLD being worn by names like Justin Bieber. Ever heard of him? Yeah.
Sure have.
Every single piece is guaranteed for life. Show the show the person, your dad, your man in your life, you love them. Go to GLD right now. We have an offer for you guys. GLD is offering a, what's the deal here? 40% off. 40. Go to GLD.com. Just the letters GLD.com. It's the perfect time to get your dad something nice. It's Father's Day. For a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal of 40% off. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS. 40% off with code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, at GLD.com. After you purchase, tell them we sent you. GLD.com, 40% off with code CORRECTOPINIONS. We were joking this weekend. I was like, what are we going to do if we have more kids? We're going to put more in the bedroom because we have three bedrooms.
Upstairs.
And we have four kids. We put two in one in the other. I go, well, we have one more space downstairs. But you're like, then that kid's going to be running out the back door. I said,
Yeah, or windows.
I already thought of that. I would point that one day I'm pointing to our boy. Because girls do nothing wrong. Like a boy, look at that camera. See that cove?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, daddy set that up DIY. I got my eye on you.
Yeah.
So whether you're, this is not the point of cove, by the way. It's to spy on your children. It's a home security system.
But it's a great use for it, right?
And it's a DIY home security system that's simple, affordable, and I set it up in less than 30 minutes. Kate gives Katie peace of mind when I'm gone.
Yes.
Amazing. Home DIY security system. They have 24/7 professional monitoring, and you can look at all the feeds right to your touchscreen or your phone, the app. Everything works great. Cove, CoveSmart.com is where you can get it. We have an offer for you guys. Start this spring season off right and order your Cove system today. Head to CoveSmart.com/correct or use code correct at checkout for up to 70% off your first order. 70%. CoveSmart.com/correct or use code correct at checkout for up to 70% off your first order. And if you get a survey, please let them know we sent you. Go support the show. CoveSmart.com/correct.
I mean, if we want to talk about clothes, we are discussing right now how it is June and you are in a full sweatsuit.
Stop talking about my clothes. I'm coming to this new chapter of the pod. I'm coming with cool outfits, which I have one on right now. Go check it out. And you keep the house at 60 degrees because you're old big back, pregnant, sweating, looking. So don't come at me.
Our kids are running around in shorts.
They're running around. I'm sitting there working and I'm freezing. So I'll probably take it off as the episode goes on.
No. Okay.
But I'm freezing cold.
Wow. Weird vibes, but.
Nice sandals. Those look cheap.
Oh, trust me. They are not.
Okay. Well, we've had a great. My family came to town. We had a nice, took Thomas to his first sporting event.
Yes.
Went pretty good. In my mind, I was definitely too optimistic. I thought, man, he's just going to be playing to the seat, mesmerized by the sports.
Yeah, no.
But it was a soccer game. Shout out Casey Current having us out. And I did the chant to start the game where they're like the moment the game starts, I like lead everyone. 1, 2, 3, Casey, baby. I think I... Did I do okay?
I honestly didn't see you, but the video that I watched after of you doing it looked really good.
I just gave it all I got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, people.
You can tell you could tell you were an entertainer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I brought it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah.
And Thomas, yeah, he didn't necessarily wasn't staring at the soccer all game, but it was fun when they scored. There's all this motion and commotion. He did good. He got a little overwhelmed at the start with the noise and everything, but he settled in. Mm-hmm. So I picked him up. I'm like, look at the replay. They scored. He kind of lit up like, whoa, this is cool. They scored. He's kind of putting it together. Fireworks. And then he was like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
They should score again.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Well, I think we all have that opinion of soccer. They should do this 20 more times. They're trying their best, but we did win.
We did. Yeah.
It was a big win. They were the number one team in the league. Shout out the females. Really, and we had a great time. Beautiful day.
Great game.
We took our kids to the park one day, and there's this sweet elderly couple who was, you know, observing us, like cute kids, small talk. This is what kids do, by the way. You're going to meet a lot more strangers. I used to go to the park. No one bothered me. But they were very nice, and they're like, your kids, are they always, they are so well behaved. She said, I witnessed him. He picked up and you told him, don't put those rocks right there. And he just did what you said. Wow. Wow, I almost want to pull them aside. Like, you kids think you're slick? Oh, yeah. Out and about. Wow. They're angels, ma'am. If you only knew.
That's how it works.
No. You've raised. She's like, my kids weren't like that. Yeah. So you should know. They'll bring out public the one and only time of the day he obeys me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, he's been difficult all day until we brought him out in public and he obeyed me this one time.
My mom says that if you ever have like you're out and about, you have parties or this and that, like everyone's really well behaved. She's always like, the next day is always horrible.
Yeah, they bottle it up.
They bottle it up. Yep.
Let it out. And now our daughter. Yeah. So that kind of ticked me off. I wanted to pull her aside and be like, no, they're not this well behaved. But they're good kids. They're playing.
They are.
They got locked in a game. That's when you, as a parent, you go, wow. You thank the Lord. Whatever they do, they said, hey, we're piling up rocks in a pile. Help me, sister. And the two of my kids, they just piled up rocks for 20 minutes. And everyone sat. And I was sitting next to them. You and my parents, you guys took five over there.
I just enjoyed some peace and quiet. Yeah, bench in the shade.
As long as they want to do it. That's a weird thing about being a parent. You'll let them, they go, hey, the game is. I posted on my stories that he found a Swiffer jet broomstick.
Mm-hmm.
He saw like a landscaper shaping hedges. So he just hit our hedges with a Swiffer broom handle. And he did it for 30 minutes. You sit there, you go, dude, if you want to do this for 8 hours, it's all you go for. Yeah.
I'm like, our bushes might be a little torn up, but you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely times where I feel like I've let them do things that I'm like, another day I might not be letting this fly, but today you're really occupied, so we're gonna let this fly.
Yeah, like yesterday you gave him raw pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was rude to you, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment I go, why is she doing this? This feels like a bad idea. And then
because I was just like, I was like, hey guys, which pasta do you want tonight? Thought it'd be fun. And then they were like, let me see it. So then they took a few out and I was like, okay, you can play with the pasta. And then we turn around and our daughter's eating the raw pasta.
When you got a picky eater, then you got a vulture. I mean, what are we raising? She's a raccoon or something.
I mean,
so she, it's like you present him your cookie and he goes, I'll pass.
I mean, what it
and then she finds.
She scavenges.
Digs something out of the couch. It's stale cracker and she eats it. And you go, oh my gosh.
Thomas literally asked today, so what would happen if I never ate?
Yeah, that's what he's debating. He goes, wait a second, do I have to do this?
No, what would even happen? Why do I do this?
Talk about fear-based parenting. Every parent knows this. I go, buddy, if you don't eat, you'll have to go to the doctor and he'll have to put not a needle in your arm, a big tube in your arm to put, so it hurts 10 times worse than a needle. And he was like, you could tell he's just... Yeah, but I guess I better eat. And you go, I mean, I'm not lying, but I am really letting you know.
And the
reason, that's not an option. Because I can tell you're debating that option.
I was going to say, the reason why we say this is because this is a child who, he wasn't just like offhandedly being like, hi, I wonder what happened. He's like, let me think about this. Can I do this? And yeah, I mean, it worked. He ate his lunch, some of it. So
I'm going to look this up. Were there such thing as picky eater? Because this was my big stance before I was a parent. I said, wow, picky eaters, the parents' fault. Picky, pathetic. What? You what, 500 years ago, they didn't have mac and cheese, did they? You ate what was presented to you. But then I thought, you know what? I'm starting to believe what's probably true is, well, half the kids died 500 years ago. Yeah. You got a bad one. They go, dude, they won't eat the locusts or the grass. And they go, yeah, he dies.
Yeah.
I guess. Here, at ChatGPT. Did picky eaters exist way back then? Yes, picky eaters absolutely existed. but it looked different. Few things have changed. Humans have always had food preferences. Even ancient writings mention people complaining about food. Example, Israelites in the Bible literally complained in the wilderness. We remember the fish, cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. Ooh, meanwhile, God's like, it fell from the sky. You can be grateful. Kids have always been selective eaters. Biologically, toddlers are wired to be cautious about new foods. It makes sense. Little cave toddler grabbing random berries, you know, you gotta.
Yeah, okay.
What's different now is the abundance of options, all that, but that being said, historical accounts still mention rich kids refusing foods, aristocrats with weirdly specific tastes, et cetera, et cetera. Modern picky eating is just more visible. Man, it's just, it's so wicked when you got one. Derek, did you have an insanely picky eater or no?
I was a picky eater. So,
yeah. You stand with the picky eaters.
Do you think it like skips a generation?
Yeah, I don't think any of my kids are, but when they're eating their vegetables, they said, why is dad not eating it? And then I have to kind of fake it a little bit.
Oh, wow. But that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not your dad. Yeah, what do you, yeah. That's, yeah, what is it like as raising humans as a picky eater? Walk us through that. Because you go, hey, you're trying to give them good foods. All you eat is brown food. What happens?
Yeah, my wife really loves the four foods I give her to try to combine the different options. You know, some chicken, meat, something like that.
it's tough, huh?
Yeah, they're you know, they're in. I'm bringing the entertainment, maybe.
Yeah, you go, well, you just distract them.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Airplane the broccoli. Dad, you've never eaten this. Shut up. Airplane the broccoli. Yeah. It's tough. And you eat your words. I posted another video recently that people love. You look back video completely based on all the things we said. You know, why?
Yeah.
I remember being in a room and most of the room doesn't have kids yet or they're about to. And a couple parents are in there. And I was just like, yeah, you know, we should keep meeting on Tuesday nights, hanging out. Just bring the kids. They have to go, well, their kids have bedtimes. They go, you just keep them up. Like we were at the holidays with our nephew. They had him up till 10 p.m. Just do that. I just said that so confidently.
So confident. Yeah, so confident.
Good grief. It's humiliating. And we have like a cousin. They have a kid. He's so picky. I go, yeah, they're not even trying. And now
it's because you said that, probably. Just to FYI, it's probably your fault for you saying that. So, called karma. Mm.
How you feeling today?
Okay.
Oh.
A little less irritable than I've been. Did have a little moment earlier. It's definitely when it's like I get overstimulated. Overstimulated.
This is the new word. Can some woman explain to us men what that means? Overstimulated.
You've never thought I'm overstimulated.
No, a man has never thought that ever.
This word came into existence in 2018.
Yeah, add this to the list of, you know, when women say, "Do you ever just feel a bit off?" Nope. Whatever that. I'm just feeling kind of like.
Well,
like kind of weird. Have you ever felt weird?
Let me describe that one. That's called hormones. You guys don't have them, so you don't know.
Okay.
But that's what that is. That's what
stimulated
off is.
And an extension of that? Stimulated
might have something to do with hormones, but no, it's just that, like this morning, both kids were kind of sitting on my lap, and it was really sweet for a little while, and all of a sudden, it's like I'm kind of holding Eva up with my inner thigh muscles while Thomas is like kind of sitting on my belly, and I'm getting hungry at this point, and they both want me to do something for them, help eat or read this story. And then it's like 20, 30 minutes later, I'm like, okay, get off of me. And I just want to scream.
I can kind of relate to that. I think a lot of us men are understimulated.
How so?
Yeah. So this is good. This is good to talk. Cause everyone's always on you. And to me, it's like, all right, could somebody act like they love me in this house? And at some point I freak out. I go, somebody acts like they're related to me. Someone acts like they love me. Somebody touch me. Give me a hug.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry.
Yeah. So I just had a few moments like that, or it's like I'm super pregnant and I like really, really need to pee, but they both want to be like on me, on my lap. If they get down, they start whining and I'm just like, get off of me.
We had a first last night. I feel like maybe in our whole relationship, we got the kids were down, just the two of us home, and we didn't say a word to one another.
No.
This is where it's at. They just beat you down to nothing.
You were like,
we're always big on, you know, we're a couple. We love to hang out. We love to talk. We love to.
But do you know, do you think you know why?
I was hormonal.
You were on your like man period, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
And you gave me space. Also, yeah. Do you think it had to do with what you were doing? Maybe I didn't want to do that.
Hmm?
What you were doing. Maybe. Do you think it had to do with that?
Laying there doing nothing? No, that's your favorite.
With what was on the TV?
Basketball? Yeah, does that upset you?
It doesn't upset me. It's just like, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of stuff you don't. I don't. You do.
Like what?
Take the kids out to eat.
What?
No, I'm joking.
No, this actually brings me to my correct opinion. So,
all right.
Before we talk about this, I just feel like it goes with it, so.
Well, I did want to say, you've said you've been irritable. It's been really fun. We've been bonding over that, though. Because we're opposites. I go, Katie, can you believe that over there? Does that drive you nuts? And you go, no, it doesn't bother me. You came to me the other day. You said, I had to get up and walk away. They were annoying me so much. And I go, take a seat. Let's talk.
It is a really funny. You have embraced, like, even if I'm like irritable towards you, it's like you kind of like it. You're like,
yes,
it's like a really weird. I'm like being like kind of mean and snippy. And I'm like, oh, he's going to like have something to say. And you're just like, kind of like laugh about it. I'm like, oh, wow, that's not the reaction I was expecting.
Yeah, I just feel like, yes, it's great. It's like the opposite. It's like you when I just leave something out. I go, she's going to be bummed I didn't like do that right. And you're like, I don't care. It's like me. It's like we're finally on the same.
Wow.
Opposites attract, yes, but every now and then, you know, yes.
I mean, I'm sorry that you live your life this way because it is very frustrating.
Oh, it's horrible.
Why are you so irritable all the time?
Oh, I am.
Why?
I don't know.
I have a lot of really good reasons. I don't know
get
if you do.
So upset, but I get so happy. This is what you people don't realize.
You do have
some of you people, you go,
That's me.
You're never up. You're never down. What is that like? That's got to be nice sometimes.
It's peaceful. Yeah.
Peaceful. Excuse me. Okay. You have a correct opinion. Let's get to it.
Yeah. My correct opinion, again, taking into consideration that I am on a little bit more of an irritable
excuse me.
Phase right now, my correct opinion is that the most annoying TV noise to have on in the background is sports. Specifically, honestly, basketball. Because it's like this. And try this like man trying to be funny, but he's like not. And then the crowd going, and that's like all you
defense.
Hear. Yeah,
defense.
That if you aren't actively watching, that is really annoying. And that was part of a lot of my issue last night, is I was just like trying to be in there with you and being like,
this is good. Irritable. I like this. Yeah. Let it out
just
there.
Like you, I know that you really want to watch this game and I understand that and I support it, but like, and I was like trying to like sit on the couch with you and do it. I stood up because I was like, I'm going to jump out of my skin. This is so annoying.
Okay. There's nothing compared to what you women, what you put on.
What?
Was in the
people
background?
Talking?
Swipe up. Oh, it's linked. It's linked in my bio. How annoying is that?
I don't.
That's all you swiping.
I don't.
That's annoying.
Stuff like that.
Like to know it.
That's not.
I'd love for you to shut it.
Excuse
the,
you.
The girls in the videos, not you. Don't do that.
Let's hear rage unleash.
My correct opinion is, dude, you need to cut your hair. It's too long. That's it. I think you hit an age and you go, you know what? My parents are right. I'm watching NBA basketball. A couple of these guys, you go, oh, your hair is, how do you even, your hair's too long.
Oh.
You watch some of these guys.
What's like your,
you know, a football player. He's this he's a tight end and his hair is coming out of his helmet. I go, oh, I wish someone would just rip it out. And you do this, you get old, and why it doesn't matter. They can have longer hair. White guys and wow. black guys. I want to make a point of that. I know some people, yeah, I don't discriminate in that way. It's all too long. Oh, okay. You got ponytails and headbands. Cut your hair.
Wow.
And it's unfortunately, that's what's happening to me. I'm getting more and more boomer opinions. These are normal. They happen. What is it? Turn the music down. It's bad. It's happening.
Wow. Okay. So I guess we're never going to let Thomas have long hair.
What?
Are we ever going to let Thomas have long hair then?
No. You won't. You want him to have long hair? That's another thing too. I guess they just say the kid really likes it. Every now and then you see a little boy, he's like 3 years old. He's got like a ponytail. Mm-hmm. I guess the parents, they just decide like, yeah, they want that or the kid wants that.
Yeah.
This is a nice cheat code early on. You know, boys, girls, long hair, short hair. At one point you gotta blow their mind.
I mean, Eva has a very impressive mullet right now.
Yes.
I keep saying this, but I'm going to get it cut. I scheduled the pictures that we discussed and we agreed upon. And so I think I'm going to get a little bit of it cut. So it's a little less mullety. Cause it kind of looks giving Joe Dirt vibes.
Well, how will it look? What are you going to give her? Buzz cut?
No, I'm just going to cut this a little bit so that it like is all the same length and like, it just looks like scraggly long hair right now.
So, I don't know. How's that going to help? The front's still short.
I know, but it'll still be
a mullet.
It'll make the back look cuter and less like.
Sounding like it's going to look way more like a mullet than it already does.
No.
Right now it's like, oh, it's going out. And then you're like, oh no, they cut it like that. So I disagree
better.
With this.
It'll look better.
No, it won't.
It will.
No, it won't.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it.
No, it won't. You're annoying me. Isn't this fun? Am I annoying you?
No.
Okay. No basketball tonight. First night in like 2 weeks.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to some fan submissions. We want to hear from you guys as well. Go to the website, treykinder.com/correctopinions. All your, you need advice, you got a funny story, questions, whatever. Hit us up there. We love it. This recty writes in, what's y'all's opinion on when to stop being naked around your kids? I want to make sure your kids are not naked around each other. Is it different depending on the sex of the parent and or child? I don't know where the cutoff is. One day it seems fine and then suddenly it's not. Quote, you know, said one daughter when she was finally old enough, she's like, Daddy, why are you naked? My wife was walking around in her underwear the other day and I was like, sweetheart, our son is 9. Our girls are 11 and 7. The kids used to bathe together all the time. But we just finished a bathroom for our son, and the 3 girls share another one, which is a nightmare, by the way. And it feels like we should have done it years ago. We want to promote body positivity, avoid body shaming, but also promote appropriate modesty. Is it possible to do both? Is it silly to worry about this at all? For example, we were at the beach once, and a Scandinavian family just started changing their swimsuits all at once on the beach, with kids ranging in age from around 7 to teenagers. That's insane, right? Great questions here. Sorry.
There's definitely a cultural difference for sure. I mean, I think we just need to like stick to our own like social norms.
From your Scandinavian people?
Yeah,
you're Scandinavian, right? You look like it.
I don't know if I am, but I do look like
you are.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you are. What else are you? So tell us.
Yeah, in that case, my people don't care. They love to be naked in front of each other.
Yeah.
Just they don't
IKEA their clothes in front of each other.
Yeah, they don't blink an eye. But I think you need to take in consideration your own cultural norms. We don't live there. It's different. I mean, I think we're talking about this because I was like telling your parents, I'm like, Thomas has a cousin around his age that's a girl. I'm like, I'm thinking maybe next time we see each other, we're not going to do baths together with them.
Yeah. So what's it called? Like, it's like 3 to 4-year-olds. No.
I think 4-year-olds are too old for non-family.
The way you just said you just described how they're family.
They're cousins. It's different than sibling.
Thus, cousins is a family? So do you want, would you be fine with them getting married? What are you saying?
No, cousins are different than a sibling. Yeah, she's
like, I don't want to debate together. I want to save it. Because they could be meant to be.
No.
Are they family?
They are family, but cousin. Whoa. A cousin is different than a sibling.
Okay.
But I don't know when the sibling.
This is a funny rule. So 4-year-old cousin, 5-year-old sibling. You go, hey, you get another year of seeing the naked. Tell us, break it down for us.
I don't know. We are figuring this out as we go.
4-year-old cousin, 5-year-old sibling.
Maybe.
6-year-old sibling.
I don't. Maybe.
7-year-old. I mean, maybe this is a podcast called Correct Opinions. Lay it out.
I don't know.
Okay, give us all your submit. Asking for advice, questions. We don't know.
Well, I said if it's not your sibling, then I'm starting to feel like, yeah, between 3 and 4, whenever they start to notice that things are different, then I think that's when you say we're done. And with siblings, I mean, I think it also depends on the age of the youngest one. Like, I think it'd be, you know, if your youngest one is like an 18-month-old, like Eva, I don't think she has no idea what's going on. And they're like so little that I don't think the older one is really paying attention either.
I think age of gender too, a little bit. We have older daughters and they're able to be way more mature about it.
Yeah.
Than like if my son was the oldest, he does his weenie dance and there's no way my girls are doing that. Like it's so.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. Weenie dance, helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever they're doing.
So gender probably makes a big difference. Yeah. If you have older boys, younger girls, maybe not. Maybe just save them from that.
You want another Father's Day gift idea? Here's a great one. Great. And we have a great deal for you too. New great sponsor one. Alert. Listen, your dad, oh my gosh, you love him. He doesn't have any hobbies or anything he wants at all.
Yep.
How about memories? How about cute pics of the family?
He would love that. Who wouldn't love that?
Aura. Introducing Aura Frames. Named number one by Wirecutter. You can now save by visiting AuraFrames.com. This is the number one new gadget out there. Showcase your work as the family photographer with Aura Frames. What photo or memory of your dad, husband, or partner always makes you laugh? Is it candid? Mm-hmm. Is it a cheesy pic?
Yeah.
Is it with your grandkids? Family vacation? You upload photos and the Aura frame cycles through all the family photos, digital frame. If that's a perfect gift if dad doesn't have this.
And you can even like, if you're giving it as a gift, you can preload the photos before it ships. So as soon as they open it, it's already displaying the photos. I mean, that's awesome.
Free unlimited storage. Add as many photos and videos as you want. Preload before it ships. As Katie said, it has a top rated app, easy to use, all this. So go now. AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $35 off their best-selling Carver mat frame with code CORRECTOPINIONS. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word. Support the show, mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Go now. AuraFrames.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS for $35 off their best-selling Carver mat frame. By the way, you've been doing a great job of not spending money, being through with deals. You had me go pick up dinner recently.
I did.
For a while, they were like, no, of course, we'll just order it, deliver it. Now we're in our frugal era.
I'm cooking more. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's not been as many packages at our door.
Thank you. I actually have. Thank you. And we're using our perks, our points, and Cash App has perks as well. We've been cashing it on. Shout out Cash App, proud sponsor. Cash App's not just the app, people. It's way more than that. You can, with the Cash App card, you unlock a ton of perks without all the hidden fees. Enjoy benefits like exclusive early access to concert purchases. Okay. You can get discounts on everyday purchases. Hello. Cash App also adds security to your money by declining suspicious card transactions. So that's nice as well.
That's nice.
Cash App does more than you think when it comes to having your back and making sure your money stays your money. Cash App just released a new status program as well for the people who actually spend, called Cash App Green. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card, you can earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. There it is. Benefits.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So go now, cash in. We have a way for you to get free money if you like that.
I do love free money. Yeah.
New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code Cash App 10 on their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. So use code Cash App 10, Cash App 10 on your profile at sign up. Send $5 to a friend within 2 weeks. You can earn $10. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit. Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions. For the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card, Cash App. Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft, coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a BlockGeek brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Someone else writes in. Okay, here. What's this one? Help! My toddler saying I talk to other women. My wife and I have a lovely 2-year-old boy. His speech and comprehension is developing really well. But now he's starting to say things that might land me in trouble. When picking up our son from daycare, I said hello to one of the other parents, a mom, and now he started saying things like, Daddy talked to other women. Daddy see Jack's mommy. Yeah. My wife and I find this hilarious, but now he's saying it randomly to friends and family and at church, and the worst of all to my mother-in-law. Any advice? Do we just laugh it off, ignore it? Should I correct him? Love the pod, listening from old England. Oh, shout out across the pond.
Wow.
Well, that's even worse, yeah. Daddy's talking to other women. That's all. I'd love to think everyone from the UK talks like this. Daddy talked to Jack's mom. Daddy talked to Jack's mommy.
They probably do talk like that. It'd be so funny.
Mom, daddy talked to a woman. Mom, daddy said the mommy beautiful.
I
nothing. What does it say? What does it say that I'm a professional comedian? I think I've made you laugh. I can count on one hand the amount of times I've made you laugh.
That's not true.
I mean,
that's not true.
Comment down below if you've ever remember a time I made Katie laugh on the pod. I need it.
What do you expect from me? I'm with you.
You're
my husband. What, I have to laugh at everything you say? I don't have time for that.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Katie.
Katie who? That's your joke?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's bad. Okay,
I got to laugh. There you go. Yeah, because you give me nothing. That was the joke.
That was a bad
joke. Did you get it?
Yeah. I personally think that you actually like that I don't laugh at all your stuff. I don't think you would like it if your wife was like, oh my gosh, you're the funniest man ever all the time. That'd be really a lot.
Hmm.
I think you'd be like, all right, tone it down.
I really like that my wife doesn't say like, man, you're so strong all the time too. Like, just, that would be annoying.
Yeah, that would. No, I wouldn't like that. Much. No. That's like the other.
To be fair.
Yeah. The other day she was like, you're being such a good dude. I could tell it was like Harford even. You're being amazing. You don't hear this, right? Oh, no.
You don't. You actually don't. Because I feel like times where I have tried to like be sweet and compliment you and say stuff like that, you're like, stop saying that. You're like, you can't even handle
it. It's a performance because I can tell. No, you like, it's like, you're like, okay, go compliment him. And you're like, yeah.
And no.
What should this guy do? Kids say, I have another. Here, this goes along with another.
Okay, I think that you, if a kid is ever saying something you don't want them to say, you like cannot acknowledge it. Because then you're just, especially if they're 2 years old, any attention, negative or positive, is attention. So they're just.
Yeah, this is great advice. There was like one time Thomas caught a cuss word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know from where.
Yeah.
It was I don't even remember what word, but I was just like, is that what? And you're tempted to laugh or kind of overreact. I get, and we go, ignore it. And he like said it a few times, ignore it. And then he like never said it again.
Yeah.
Left his brain. Like the other day, he learned this from a book or something. We were looking through like a little photo album we got, and it was my dad. He goes, Pops is fat.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh.
And he wasn't even fat in the photo. You know, of course, we all die laughing.
Yeah.
And then he turns a couple pages later and he just points to like, mom. He's like, mommy's fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I go, buddy, all right, look, no one's laughing. That's not fun. And you could tell it was like to really nip that in the bud.
He's like, but yeah, it's like they'll the laugh.
Yeah. I mean, he's a human. He's like, oh yeah, that killed. Let's keep that going.
Yeah.
Fat, 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 fat.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, just I would just not acknowledge it.
Ignore it. Ignoring it is the superpower of parents.
Yeah.
Someone else wrote in, they said, I have a 3.5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 5-month-old. So needless to say, I've gotten plenty of funny stories about things my toddlers have said. Wow. She said, my 3.5-year-old son has a weekly tumbling class that I take him to. Sounds like we do something similar. Mm-hmm. Usually on the drive home, I call my husband to debrief. Basically just updates like, you know, Roman was running around all over again not listening, or Sophie's dad was sitting on his phone. A few weeks ago, my son and I were waiting for class to start, sitting in a circle with the rest of the kids and the parents. It's pretty quiet because we're all waiting for the teacher. My son looks across the circle, points at one of the boys and says, that's the boy who was being a bad listener last week. So you could say, yes, I died of embarrassment. We got to be careful about this.
Yeah.
Picking up on it.
I know. We haven't had that happen yet where he's like calling out somebody else in person.
Well, I feel like we're pretty good. We know he's listening. So we wait till the kids go to bed and then we just dog on everyone we know.
Yeah.
We let someone's down. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be, I'd be like.
You want to do that tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
If you got to play it off. That was something we were talking about at the grocery store that wasn't here. So, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Play it off.
Oh, that wasn't. Someone said, I like your opinion on sick kids. When is it okay to play with other kids? Where's the line of too sick? When it comes to travel, how to deal with sick kids. It feels like whenever my family travels, one or both of my kids get sick and has either ruined vacation or canceled it. How do we deal with that? I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. This, again, you look back, I'm so embarrassed. You have the first kid and you're going, hey, does anyone have a runny nose around here? I've talked to some of our friends who have like multiple kids older. I'd be like, should we hang out? And they'd be like, dude, we don't care. And you get to that point. You go, yeah.
Right.
Because yeah, we're going to get sick. All good.
Yeah, I guess it's inevitable at some point. But with Thomas, it was not inevitable. And because we did that, he was literally only sick one time his entire first year of his life.
Yeah, but we overdid it because all our friends, we were the first one with a kid, really.
So, yeah, we could, I mean, it was easier to kind of like navigate that. But I think I still stand by us doing it at that point because it was really nice that he truly got sick one time his entire first year. But it's nuanced.
I don't get sick. It's a mindset.
You were literally saying you were sick last night.
Hmm?
You literally said you were sick last night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
you did. You said it feels like you're sick.
And you said, I think I might be sick.
Yeah. So you leave me alone so I watch basketball.
And then I left you alone. Yes. But fevers, definitely draw the line there. Your kid has an active fever. Don't bring him around. Tell us or don't bring him around. Because if you have an active fever, that's like when the virus is like going to definitely be spreading.
My wife's, you know, 1 of 7 and they're all having kids now. Anytime we meet, there's one kid that's sick all the time. So we like never get to meet if we played that role. I'm more of a, we're all gonna get sick. Let's just get sick together.
I don't know, man.
And we have one brother-in-law that just panics anytime someone's sick.
That's interesting. How many kids does he have?
2 now. And so I thought that would cool him down. It's always everyone else's fault except when his kids bring the sickness. Then it's someone, yeah.
You think he'll start to get weared down? Yeah, it's... You would never hang out with anyone ever.
No.
Right. I mean, yeah. At some point you have to, unless there's a special circumstance. I mean, there's definitely been times where we're about to go on vacation or on a big trip or you have like a big show or something. And we are a little bit more, you know, like we were about to go to our big Hawaii trip, do that long flight, be there for a long time. We talked about it. We're like, let's not send Thomas to school today. Like, essentially it would be like he could get sick and then we'd leave. We're like, yeah, you know what? That would really ruin the 8-hour flight we're about to do.
It does hit way different when you start to look into like, you know, if you have a a trip as an adult or some kind of holiday and you go, can we just get there without being sick?
Yeah. Yeah, like if we were about to go on a trip, the two of us, it's like, okay, well, if our kids get sick, then we might not be able to go. Like, let's protect them. Mm. You know?
Okay, one more submission. She writes in, hey guys, love your pod. I'll listen to it while I work out and have to time my squats at the right time so I don't hurt myself while laughing. No, thank you. Just want to make a comment on breastfeeding in front of older children. I have 4 kids. Oldest is 13 and youngest is a 4-month-old boy. He was a surprise considering my husband had a vasectomy 6 years ago.
Oh.
Pause.
My gosh. Can you please tell us what happened?
Is that possible? It is. You like confirm it worked though, right? But then it's still possible?
Maybe he didn't go back for the confirmation test.
I nursed in front of all my kids before this baby because they were younger. I did wonder what I was going to do in front of my 13-year-old. I just decided to ask him if he was cool with it. Hey, buddy. Hey, can you pause your call to you really quick? You want to see mommy's tatas? How does she ask? How would she ask him cool? Hey, what's up? What's up, buddy? Can I have a second of your time? So you know this baby, right? You know how it eats? You want to watch? You okay with that in your peripherals as you try to win a game of Fortnite?
I don't think the question was, do you want to watch? I don't think that was the
peripherals.
Yeah.
I just decided to ask him if he was cool with it before I had the baby. Explained to me much easier for me to not have to cover or hide my own home. He said he didn't care. Now I always just whip it out at home and my oldest doesn't think twice. When I ask how he feels, he says, they are mom's boobs. I don't think about it any weird way. Trey, I hope this answers your question about what moms of older boys might be doing. It only gives me more questions, ma'am, to be quite honest. Those are mama's jugs. Who am I to judge? Where are the chips?
I mean, I don't know. I'm really trying to put myself in. I'm really trying to.
Oh, let's try. Okay, let's try a picture. I'm 13. I'm your 13-year-old son. I'm Thomas. We have a newborn, and he's 13. So you're remarried. Yeah, and he walks. So I'm really so you have old. Some okay. other man you've done this with, and okay. So you need to nurse the baby. Mom, do you have any AI food? It's in the future. Do you have any AI chips?
And I'm just like, hold on, I gotta feed the baby.
Well, you're gonna ask me. Okay, let's back up.
What are we doing?
Are you good?
I'm fine.
So we're okay.
I thought we were playing the scenario.
Yeah,
of
let's do
breastfeeding
it.
In okay, front go. Of.
Okay, here we go. You gotta ask me if it's cool.
Oh, I have to ask you.
Mom, do you have any AR chips? I don't see them. You said you'd get them.
Yeah, they're in the computer refrigerator.
Okay. Well, can you shut the baby up? He won't stop crying.
Well, yeah,
It won't stop crying.
I have to
non-binary. They won't stop crying.
I have to feed the baby. Are you okay with me feeding the baby?
Yeah, showing, feed it. What? Huh?
I have to I feed it with my breast. So it's gonna. Is that okay? Is that cool?
What? How? What?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
How does it get in your shirt?
I'm gonna have to take my. It's going to be showing. So
the baby gross.
Okay, well, then just don't look.
Oh, gross. Ugh.
You think that's like the more normal when reaction?
How did that feel? That feel normal? Now, what if I went? Yeah. Sure, I don't care. Your house. Whip out your Hooters, Mom. They're yours. They're just my mom's jugs. I don't care.
Jugs.
Which scenario do you prefer?
You think that he would
Which
use
scenario
more
do you prefer?
Jugs versus
Which
mom?
Scenario do you prefer? Which feels more comfortable?
Definitely the ew gross one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, could you Who wrote that in? Could you write back and let us know scientifically what happened with your vasectomy?
Yeah, let us all learn from that too, please. Follow up on that.
Concerned about that one. So
send us all your submissions. Send them all. TreyKeenan.com/correctopinions. I got a couple clips I want to take a look at today. These are fun. React to. And yeah, I'm just hoping the rest of the episode, I'm going to try to get you to laugh once. I think I'm going to do it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, yeah, this is good.
We got teacher volume said, up here. God is not real. Then I said, who made you? And she says, I don't know.
And you told her that. Did she say anything else? She tried to tell you anything else?
No, she should have said that. She like.
And you said, who made you?
Yeah.
I know that's right. Because why?
I know that's right.
Because
if, start saying that.
If you didn't, that made
pause really
it
quick.
Might even hear.
What's the white equivalent of I know that's right? You know what I mean? Oh, black folks love that. I know that's right. What do we say? You could say that again. Oh, that's probably
yeah,
it.
That's
you could say that again. What do you think? I know that's right. Retweet. Maybe that.
No, not retweet.
You ain't got to tell me twice.
That, ooh, that's another yeah, one. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. Let's keep going.
You didn't get made by no one.
Right. Somebody
no
made.
No sense.
Yes. Somebody.
Somebody made the mom. Somebody made this city. Then who made the city? God.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. So tell me, how did God got healed? So let me ask you this. My dad told me this and she said, if you die, you go with God?
Yeah.
If you die with God,
yeah, you go
start
to heaven.
With a different, huh?
You go to heaven if you die. You go to heaven with God.
Die with heaven?
Yeah, God is in heaven.
What about if you die with God?
Well, if you die, you go to heaven. And if
with
you,
God?
Yes, if you're good. So maybe you can help your art teacher believe in God.
Okay, I need to write that down on paper, okay?
That's okay. And you don't have to force her. Know how good God is to you, how good the Lord is to you. Like, you tell me how good God is.
What about she don't believe me?
She'll believe you by seeing it, because she sees you. All you got to do is tell her about your life. Mm-hmm. She'll know God is real, because this is God, your beautiful home, your
hi,
beautiful
God,
family.
I know you could heal me, and I love you, God.
Well, you know, God's all around you.
God right there. God's right
everywhere.
There.
God's always by your side.
How much God's in this God's in the city?
How much God's in this city?
One?
Yeah.
These are good questions.
Then who made all of the universe?
God did. You think he
so he made this thing?
Made everything.
Made.
Man made that.
Teacher.
God made
first
man.
First off, diabolical. What is he? Eight? Some teacher straight up told him, God's not real. A substitute art teacher. If I woke up one day and the way I was making money was being a substitute art teacher, I'd probably be an atheist too. let's start there. You're a substitute art teacher? You go, yeah, God's not real. Look at me.
Oh, wow.
So that there's some, you know, you got to give that person a little credit, but yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty universal. Our school, very conservative area. Our art teacher's a wild, loose cannon.
No, you never really get with an art teacher, yeah. Man. Your art teacher's wild?
Yeah, she's got the colorful glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
colorful glasses, dark heart.
Are you? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was raised on.
What? Yeah, you can't say that to kids.
It's kind of insane. Straight up tell it. 8-year-old. It's kind of brutal. It's like just. Like, that's what's crazy is now that's acceptable, I guess. But if you walked up to a little kid and you're like, Santa's not real, everyone would be like, monster.
You would like email the teacher. Yeah.
You'd be blackballed, but yeah. You could straight up, you know, hey, God's not real. You go, what? Oh, yeah. That's what they believe.
Wow.
Child like kid. God, I said, who made you?
Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. I got to write this down, man.
Yeah, he's like, I got to write this down.
It's so cute. You know, we went right back to that art teacher. Well, substitute, so they probably
never saw her
there
again.
The next day.
Yeah.
Because they
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You don't think she just like moved on to a different art substitute teacher position?
That's possible, but that was very cute. I liked that. God's everywhere. God's in the universe. Substitute teachers. Can you think? We had a couple famous ones. Can you think of one right now? What's the name? When you guys think of a substitute teacher, what's the name that pops in your head?
Mario.
Mario. Yeah. First name Mario?
We don't actually know. He like looked like Mario, so we all called him it. And
oh, you didn't even know his real name.
He should not have been subbing.
Shout out Mr. Elk, man. Mr. Elk.
Elk.
He would pop up randomly as a sub, man. I hope he's doing all right.
Was he like cool and like guys kind of do whatever?
No. Yeah, Mr. Elk. He was just kind of a guy. And he one day lost control of our class at our PE class, and we pillaged the storage closet and
oh wow.
Every ball in there we threw out in the gym. And he lost control. Me and a kid found a huge bucket of like 100 golf balls, threw those out. Kids got out medicine balls. One medicine ball broke. Sand was everywhere. Boys were in the girls' bathroom. Girls were in the boys' bathroom.
No.
It was chaos. He lost control. Yeah. No. Sorry, Mr. Elk. He deserved better than that.
Jeez. You think he subbed after that?
Huh?
You think he subbed after that? That was probably his last. He was probably like, I'm done with this.
I don't know. But we had what comes to mind when you think of one?
I literally can't think of one.
You didn't have a famous sub? We had, what was his name? Gosh, I can't remember the name. With this black dude, when he was standing at the door, he said, turn off your iPhones, iPads, iPods, iTouches, personal computers, Walkmans, CD players. You go through this. And he ruled with an iron fist.
Wow.
See, TSA?
I think he was former military, he said. You know, might have been some stolen valor, but he ruled with an iron fist, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, play this other video. I got this other video here.
Who needs to hear this? But if you told my husband plans and you didn't tell me, we're not coming. Because although my husband is a yes man and he says yes to everything, he is not a calendar man and he does not update our calendar. I update our calendar. I am the keeper of the calendar. Because the shared calendar is the truth. It is the word. It is what we live and breathe by. So guess what? If you ask him to go golfing and he says yes, but it's not on our shared calendar and we have other plans on the shared calendar, he's not golfing. I did not make up these rules. I just live by them. So in case you needed reminding, that's your reminder. I don't know.
The amount of times I've had a bro. I'm like, yo, we got, all right, guys night. We got to plan these out. We're all busy. We're dads. And the last minute he goes, apparently my wife had us doing something else tonight. You guys have a good time. Yo, come on, man. Come on. So I get it. I start to boys nights. I'll put on the calendar. I've gone so far as forget the text.
Mm-hmm.
You for me, you just see an invite on a calendar. That's how old I am at.
That's
how old we are.
Pretty old.
We go, hey, 6 weeks from now, the email it'll say, hang out with Trey at this place. And I'll see a guy just accept it a couple weeks later.
The wives probably love it.
So what it has to happen, because I've been screwed by one too many dudes who go, oh, apparently I have other plans.
Do you think all of our friends have a shared calendar?
I don't know. Do we?
Oh my gosh.
I have a calendar. I have a calendar is all I know.
This ain't, I mean, just.
You have no plans. I don't. Is your stuff on my calendar?
Yes, we have a shared calendar.
I thought I have a calendar and you just look at it. Because what's on your calendar? Wake up, be a mom, go to bed? What's on your calendar? You have nothing to do.
The bazillion appointments I have to go to and take our kids to. And I sometimes put the swimming lessons on there. I put all the kids' plans. I put the school. I put...
Oh.
It's like the family calendar.
Hmm.
So I guess you don't look at it.
I don't.
Okay.
Dude, sometimes I miss the days, man. The first 7 years of my professional life, I did not have a calendar. It was in my head.
Crazy. Now
this speaks to how few of things I had on the calendar, but I'd just be like, yep, next week I'm going to meet with Derek one time. I'm going to meet with Jake one time. I'm going to have 3 phone calls. This is all in my brain. Let's have a great week. Those were the days, man.
I mean, meanwhile, I like I think I pull up our calendar, I mean, at least the night before, if not multiple times during the day.
I'm in it now. I got it.
I love the calendar. Those are wild days, a pre-assistant setting up our calendar.
With me?
Yeah, that was a wild west of like, I think we're filming today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. No, it was just in my brain. No. I'd just tell you, be like, see you next Wednesday this time, and I'd see you then.
So yeah.
Scrolling back through texts. I think we're meeting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
Didn't need one. Probably needed one.
But. Probably needed one. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of wonder. I feel like there's definitely a few couples that I don't think have a shared calendar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few.
Set one up for them.
There's a few that I'm pretty sure they live and breathe by it, and there's a few that probably don't have one.
You did. We had a. You were with a friend recently. We have our annual buddies trip that I plan to Vegas. We got on the calendar, and you had a wife like telling you really, really confidently it's this weekend. It was not that weekend. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. So what happened to me is that you didn't put it on our calendar. Yes.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't put it on our calendar. And I was like, it's always in November, right? And they're like, no, it's October. And I was like, well, I wouldn't know because it's not on our calendar.
Mm. Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm usually the one, which by the way, I was looking up these flights. Where's October we're going. Mm-hmm. The flights round trip are $1,000.
What's going on? I'm
hoping it's going to come down. I think it's just... I guess it's a weird some algorithm. I mean, but they're all very expensive right now. It's just crazy. It's horrible. No. That was the content. Okay, should we get to some segments?
Yes.
Cool segment. We had a new segment alert. Testing out new segments. What's this one? Get everyone up to speed.
It's called... I forgot. What is it called?
Okay.
I mean...
This is for any and all couples out there, or someone who wants to be a couple one day. We'll be blunt so you don't have to.
That's what it is, yeah. We like to just kind of shoot each other straight and in a loving way. But I feel like maybe it could help spark other people's conversations on things you want to tell your spouse.
Okay,
so tell it. Or maybe things you should tell your spouse.
Okay, so start us off.
So recently,
I don't like how you do that.
I had to get more air. I'm really struggling.
You need to get more energy.
Get breath.
You need to get more breath and energy. You have no excuse.
What's sitting on my.
No, I'm joking. That was a joke. I don't care if you breathe like that. But here, all right, be blunt for real.
I recently.
Is this going to hurt my feelings?
Dude,
no. When you stop at some points of the day, you go, can I talk to you for a second? It's so scary, dude. I always think I'm in trouble.
I think that's your own like issue that you think you're quote unquote in trouble. But anyway, we've really kind of come to a head with like our meal planning. A lot of times I don't care that much about food. And so I'm just like, sure, we will just roast some veggies, put it in a bowl with rice, call it a meal, whatever. And apparently that's like not acceptable. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm
200 calories.
Really struggling to like plan these meals because like you care way more than I do. And
am I in trouble right now? What is this segment?
So my thing is that if you care that much and have that many opinions, you do it.
Am I in trouble? Is this the segment?
This is just us sharing responsibility. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So from now on, since you have,
this is you speaking on behalf of all wives is the segment.
Yes. If you're, Or husbands out there, it can also go the other way around. If you're in a relationship and one of you guys has a lot of opinions or cares a lot about something that the other spouse is doing, then just do it, you know? Mm. Or stop having that many opinions, you know? Either just let them do it and just let them figure it out or do it yourself. Mm. So you are planning the meals from here on out.
Okay.
I'll sit for the groceries. That's fine. But you pick the meals.
Got it. Pound of beef in a bowl. Because I'm locked in. Fasting today, by the way. It's time to kick it to another gear.
Yeah.
Nothing. If you have a lot of opinions on that, you fast. Is that how that works?
That is not how that works. No.
My Yeah, if I'm being blunt too, I've been telling you again, just we've been saying how it's, hey, it's hard on us guys too, but it really is. 8+ months pregnant. You're boring. Oh. If I'm being blunt, yes.
Really?
So just know that, and that's okay. I understand it, but it is. Like we didn't talk last night. Again, I was feeling a little under the weather, and you're just pregnant, and I just go, yeah, we're just. You came to sit by me, and then you stood next to me for a few minutes. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I just can't sit. And then you like paced around the kitchen.
I was like hot and nauseous, and I was just, yeah. And I was getting really annoyed by the basketball sounds.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, just being blunt. We were aware as husbands, and we support you, and we get it, but it's also, it's hard on us. Reiterating that, being blunt.
Mm.
Is that upsetting you? I feel like this segment's upsetting, but this is what we do. Mm. We're blunt. So we can't be upset by this.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't really want to do much these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
There it is. Brilliant segment. I'll be blunt. That segment sucked.
No, you were a hater from the start. So you know what?
Was it good? Tell us in the comments.
You know what? I think that's my first segment idea that I've brought to the table. And I feel like you weren't vibing it the whole time. And it's because like it wasn't your idea.
Okay. Well, do you think that was good?
That was very
blunt. Being blunt. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I think that you didn't like it because it wasn't your idea.
That's crazy. That's absolutely not why. Do you think that segment was good?
Yeah, I think that okay. If you were like more positive and didn't.
I just wish you answered that question.
And you didn't drill me with like 50 questions before we started this episode about how the segment was going to go down because you clearly didn't want to do it, that it could have been better. But.
Good. That's blunt.
Yeah. So in case anyone was wondering how that went down.
Do our kids ever go to sleep? We're adjusting. How long have we been going?
We're at 59.
Yep, nailed it. We'll wrap up this episode. Then we'll keep you on Patreon. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Thanks for the support over there. I think we're officially transitioning our oldest to no naps. That's terrifying. I'm definitely starting to get. There's a month where I was like, our kids are in a great spot, man. We're sleeping. There's fun. They're cute. Now our daughter suddenly protesting, going to bed. Now our son's maybe done with naps. It's a terrifying trajectory we're on in this Kennedy household. I'll be honest. A baby in a month. We got a daughter who was always, she'd point to her bed, put me in bed, is now fighting it. A boy who's now not napping. It's. I'm very, very, the fear is setting in.
Oh, wow.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
It really is.
Mm.
When you go, if they're both fighting it and we have a newborn, it's like, what?
Sounds like a really bad situation for you.
So wild.
I do foresee, I don't know, I suggested this with Eva a few times, but you never, I'm curious how what other people think, because there's definitely times where I'm like, let me deal with the kid that's not sleeping overnight. Like, you go sleep in the guest room or I'm going to go sleep in the guest room so that one of us can at least sleep. Like, if the other person is not going to be dealing with the kid, then, like a sick kid, for example, I'm like, I'm usually just like, I'm going to go in the guest room. That way I'll be up and down with them. You can actually sleep and then I'll take a nap tomorrow. But you really protest that a lot.
I just don't. I like my bed. You in the bed.
I was going to say, you like me in the bed too. Yeah.
I don't know. The bummer.
I mean, yeah, but.
We'll figure it out. Pray for us. Thank you guys for all the love as always. Want to keep you on Patreon. Means the world you support over there, and have a great week as always. Good luck if maybe double check your vasectomies if you got one.
Truly.
Peace. Correct opinion.